Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Hand of God series is Mighty, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Joshua chapter 4 verses 23 and 24. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over, that all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. One of the beauties of the Bible lies in the fact that it is a book of possibilities. When I see in the Bible, for instance, that God raised the dead person back to life, that possibility registers in my spirit. It gives me faith to believe that the God who did it before will do it again if the need arises. This series on the hand of God is really a series designed to evoke a pictorial collection of possibilities in your spirit. In this series, we'll be looking at scriptures that speak about the hand of God and the mysteries that accompany the working of the hand of God. We will see how the hand of God worked in the lives of people in biblical days and understand how we can put this mystery of God's hand to use in our own life. There are people under the sound of my voice right now that specifically require a working of God's hand to get out of a particular predicament. It is my prayer that this series will open up our understandings and introduce us to this dimension of the working of God. Today's anchor scripture says that God performed mighty miracles before the Israelites for one reason, that all the people of the earth may know the hand of the Lord. God wants us to know about his hand. The scripture goes on to tell us what about that hand God wants us to know. He says he wants us to know that his hand is mighty. The hand of our God, the hand of our daddy, the hand of our father is mighty. The scripture goes on to teach us that a knowledge of the workings of God's hand will cause us to fear and reverence him forever. In the next few episodes, we'll be obeying that scripture. We will dig into scriptures that speak about the hand of God, and by the help of the Holy Spirit, receive deep illumination and revelations in this regard. Until then, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word today. Lord, as we begin this series, I pray that your hand will rest upon every single person listening, that in the coming episodes, you will confirm your words with signs and wonders. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.